Boker Tov, I want to share an amazing story from Small Miracles. So in the 1960s, there was a priest, and he and his wife took care of a little church in upstate New York, and there was a big rainstorm. They didn't have too much money, and they were very disappointed to see that there was a chunk of plaster which had fallen, and there was a gaping hole in a wall in the church. And they didn't have anyone to fix it, and they didn't even have enough money to pay for it. So they were understandably upset. But no matter, they were busy people, and the priest had offered to go to a local auction to make a showing. So with the hole still on his mind, what's he going to do about this hole? He's at the auction, and what does he see? There is a beautiful tablecloth, gorgeous tablecloth that just sticks out. Everyone's in awe. The thing is, it's so big. It's huge. So what's anyone going to do with a tablecloth that big? But of course, the priest is thinking to himself, it would be a perfect way to cover up the hole in his church. And so he buys it for $6, goes home elated, ecstatic about the new tablecloth. He puts up the tablecloth and he's very excited. That day, on his way to somewhere, wherever he was going, he notices a woman. And this woman doesn't seem to know where she's going. She's waiting at the bus stop, and her raincoat is not big enough to cover her. She's kind of just huddled there, waiting for the bus. And he decides he'll offer her a ride, in the case he knows that the bus is only going to come in a half hour. And she says, sure. And he tells her, why don't you rest up in my church a little bit till you're ready to go? And she takes a little nap. She wakes up and she sees the tablecloth covering the hole, and she is mesmerized. She says, whoa, that tablecloth, it's so beautiful, and it looks just like a tablecloth I once owned back in Vienna before the war. But it can't be. And she says, that tablecloth had my initials embroidered on it. And she looks, and there it is, her initials embroidered on the tablecloth. It's the same tablecloth. Amazing. And if we were to end the story right there, it'd be a cute story, the mysteries of life. What are the odds? Amazing. But, my friends, it gets deeper. Because that night, the priest was having some event at the church, and everyone is staring at the beautiful tablecloth. And maybe you can guess it. There's a man. And he sees the tablecloth, and he too is mesmerized. He says, whoa, this tablecloth, it reminds me of a different world. You see, before I came to this church, I was a rich man living in Vienna, but my whole family got wiped out in the war. And I never remarried. I resettled here in America, but I've always been looking for my wife, but she's gone. And this tablecloth, it reminds me of her. And I embroidered her initials on the tablecloth. And the priest was able to make a shidduch and bring together slowly and carefully the man and the woman who had been lost so many years earlier, who thought they had lost each other forever. But the tablecloth had brought them together. Gewalt. Really love that story. I'll share my thoughts on it for a moment. First off, it just makes me think a little extra when I put my tablecloth on this Shabbos about the little things in life and the magic of the love that goes into them. Secondly, I think about how this priest never would have been able to make this miracle if he wouldn't have noticed the poor lady and brought her into his church. So it's truly it's truly an act of chesed which brought them together. And finally, I'll tell you the truth, I enjoyed the fact that this miracle story wasn't necessarily a Jewish story. It happened to non-Jews, but it's important to realize that there are miracles all around us, and God loves all of God's children, not just Jews. And they, too, have many miracles if they're living lives of kindness. Hope this made your day a little bit happier, and I hope it brings more miracles into your life. That's the goal of these little miracle stories. Have a great day. And the Kaiser Lamarov.